Pork sandwiches on white bread with margarine present. Mr. Science!
A sophisticated professorial good morning, everyone. And welcome yet again to the complicated Mr. Science Laboratory and little Jimmy. How are you this morning?
Just real good. Well, yeah, I'm fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Science, what unusual and or educational and or beneficial and or instructive experiment do we and or you and or I have for the boys and or girls today?
You, Jimmy. Huh? Well, little Jimmy, as I'm sure you're aware, we find ourselves once again in the midst of the Perseid showers and the Delta Aquarid showers.
Showers? I don't feel a thing, Mr. Science.
The showers referred to, little Jimmy, are meteor showers.
Mr. Science, ask me if I took a shower this morning.
Little Jimmy.
Come on now, Mr. Science. Come on, ask me if I took a shower this morning.
Oh, all right, little Jimmy. Did you take a shower this morning?
Huh?
You dirty... Did you take a shower this morning?
Why? Is one missing?
Oh.
It's a little Jimmy preteen primary grade humor.
To continue, the Delta Aquarid showers, little Jimmy, should be visible until about mid-August, low in the southern sky.
See, if I took a shower, then there'd be one missing.
Yes. The Perseid shower meteor is meteor shower, so-called because of their apparent location in the constellation of Perseus, will be most visible during the early morning hours of August 12th, Sunday morning, little Jimmy, and are considered as the finest of the year.
Is my face dirty or is it my imagination? Your face is clean. I don't know about your imagination.
And although the moon is full by August 14th, it'll be in its last quarter and should not seriously hamper post-midnight observation of the Perseid meteors.
I'm down to my last quarter, Mr. Science. Boy, I know a lot of funny jokes, don't I?
I wonder where my large beaker is.
Did you take a shower this morning, Mr. Science?
Where could my beaker be? Oh, here. It is. Little Jimmy, would you like to close your eyes?
Okay. No.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Science, you smashed that big glass beaker right over the bridge of my little prepubescent nose.
Right on the beak, eh, little Jimmy? Maybe that's why they call them beakers.
These enlightening educational adventures in the Mr. Science Laboratory are brought to you on the O'Brien and Gary Show by the new Captain Showbiz recording cassettes.
Ape tape.
And by old Dutch wooden shoes.
There's some there.
Yeah.
End of skit.